Just celebrated what would have been his birthday. It's Tom Petty on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann, good morning. Just about every day this week has a forecast of some rain in it. Not necessarily raining days, not anything like you saw in the San Francisco 49ers Colts game last night.
Oh, man.
Which the Colts won. That was literally an upper-level river of rain.
I heard that they had a cyclone.
A bomb cyclone.
What is that?
You yelled at me when I did the weather last week.
I didn't yell at you. Hold on, I didn't yell at you.
You said the Leafs, that's what we asked about the weather. I'm not going to explain about it.
Did it affect the Leafs?
They don't have any left.
It's an upper level trough of incredibly unsettled weather, and it literally is a river. If you looked, if you looked at satellites, it looks like a river, and it is full of water.
A river where there was no river before.
And honestly, you know, all areas of the West need, at least it's showing Jimmy a picture of this thing. It's amazing. But it brought hellacious rain. Isn't that impressive?
It is. It's amazing.
All that energy in that cloud formation, basically that frontal boundary, which you don't expect to look like a peninsula. But that's exactly what it is. It sticks out from the weather system, and it is full of energy and rain and
just sucking up water from the Pacific and dumping it on the land.
Yeah. It's a very if you could direct that thing over, you know, the Imperial Valley, if you could direct it over the Colorado River and Southern California off to Nevada and Arizona.
Imperial Valley, our favorite salad dressing company. Right?
They make a great green delicious goddess. Mwah. Let's go to Esoteric.
But isn't it amazing, JD, when you think about California that you lived several times? They've got
two of my kids were born in California.
You got to worry about earthquakes, fires, and now cyclones.
A bomb cyclone. It forms when air pressure rapidly drops, and in the Pacific, it dumps extreme rain on areas that get very little rain. I mean, their rainstorms mostly, and I lived in San Francisco for a few years, it was like a half inch. All day rain, maybe an inch, maybe. And this thing can drop 10 inches of rain. Oh. In fact, it drops several feet of snow on California in the areas where the fires were in Lake Tahoe. So in some way, listen, nature giveth, nature taketh away. Crazy. But anyway, that's nothing like that for us. 106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Jimmy was asking about this bomb cyclone business that, you saw some of it. In San Francisco, if you watched the 49ers-Colts game last night, you probably have heard and seen that term before. Odds are actually increasing. Jimmy asked if we could get one on the East Coast. Incredibly rare, but odds are increasing a tropical cyclone or subtropical cyclone could form along the U.S. East Coast this week. While those odds are improving, the National Hurricane Center deployed an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft to investigate it. It's still unlikely. At any rate, they're looking at it. So to answer your question, it's possible. It's a very rare occurrence on the East Coast.
Well, I always worry about, my hometown of Ocean City, Maryland, that little barrier island. Anytime you're high atop a hotel or even parasailing and you look down, you realize, oh, my God, that is a narrow, narrow little barrier island.
We were there this weekend, and it was gorgeous. Weather was very, very nice, you know, beautiful because of the cloud formations, beautiful sunrise, beautiful sunset. We were only there for a day. But you're absolutely right about how narrow it is. And also, the relative elevation of that little barrier island is barely enough to keep back a thunderstorm. We used to live on the top floor of a high-rise there. We used to have a condo there. You could look out the west-facing windows to the bay and see literally the bay and the thunderstorm crossing coastal highway and meeting up with the sand on the east side. So basically, you were a couple of feet away from that barrier island being underwater during a thunderstorm. So God forbid there's something stronger. Listen, barrier islands appear and disappear all the time. It's basically a sandbar is what you're looking at. that we've built lots of condos on, and a couple of nice dumpsters and Thrasher's fries, which, as far as I'm concerned,
please,
if you're going to build it, they're going to come. So,
and imagine if you something like that happened, you're riding in a canoe, you know, down Coastal Highway. Still, the Scopes guys would come by. Hey, want a picture?
Well, that you'd want a picture of. Yes. You'd want a scope of that. We've seen people surf. We've seen people bodyboard on Coastal Highway. We haven't seen a boat, but we have seen people with a boogie board, bodyboard, whatever.
Going right to Anthony's, going, I want a beef sandwich.
No, going to your favorite Italian restaurant, which also sits Bayside.
Oh,
what's your favorite Italian restaurant?
Lombardi's. The,
right there.
Great pizza.
Bull on the beach was bull in the water.
No.
My one deep dive I wanted to share with you last night. If you could see the entire universe, it would look a light beige color.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Beige?
It's black now, but if you could see the entire thing, it's a light beige color. Beige. I think I'll paint the ceiling beige. 106.9, the Eagle. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann here on 106.9, the Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Here's our late night update with Stephen Colbert, Bill Maher, and Colin Jost.
The FDA authorized the mixing and matching of booster shots and vaccines as we enter the just winging it phase of pandemic. Seriously, when it comes to medication, when has your doctor ever said, just mix and match? It's all good. Taste the rainbow. Who's the head of the FDA now, Little Wayne? Pfizer also reported Friday that its COVID vaccine for children is 90% effective. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson reported that their COVID vaccine for children is just Capri Sun.
Psychiatrists and pediatricians now saying there's a national mental health emergency with the young, with the youth of America, sullen, withdrawn, full of anxiety. Mm. And then COVID hit. But they say it's 10 times worse now. I heard a mother at the dinner table the other night say, honey, are you okay? You've barely taken a picture of your food.
And listen, we know why everybody's so excited. Halloween is approaching, and that means one thing, Christmas. If you're one of those people who starts their holiday shopping 2 months early, you're way too late.
Yeah.
Because due to pandemic-related supply chain issues, experts say we could expect a shortage of toys, gifts, and decor this Christmas.
Wow.
So all we have this year is family, friends, and a celebration of the birth of the Christ child? That's not the true meaning of Christmas. I want an air fryer. They make things crisp with no oil. That's the real Christmas miracle. Due to a paper shortage, bookstores may not have the book you want this holiday, including former President Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen's collaboration, Renegades, Born in the USA. Well, that's too bad, because that's a good book. Well, at least they'll have plenty of copies of former President Jimmy Carter and John Bon Jovi's collaboration, Living on a Peanut Farm.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9, The Eagle.
106.9, The Eagle. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa.
I don't know if you remember the first time you got a job. Now, I remember, I know you do, JD, which Lincoln Grill, right? Or was it the
first
other?
First Anchor's job, busing, first actual paycheck, came from the Anchor Inn in Wheaton. Then I went on to become a short order cook at the Lincoln Grill down the street. So that's all in the same time frame. I think I was 14 or 15 when I was short order cook.
Which is amazing now, right?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
And you, what was yours?
My first job was on the circus. First paycheck I got. Yep. I was selling novelties and they call them big top butchers. But nothing to do with butchering, but I sold snow cones and popcorn.
Well, what is a big top butcher?
It's someone who walks around with those trays and they sell like balloons, or they could sell snow cones and popcorn and that kind of thing.
And then you went on to actually perform. Didn't you have a dog act?
And then the next time, then the next year I went on to work with the animals. So I had.
So you stayed in the circus. You were a carny for several seasons.
Yes.
But how did you walk around with the little dog and ponies with the snow cones?
Oh, I graduated.
Oh, you didn't do both. Okay.
I couldn't do both.
What was your first paycheck job?
White Star Drugstore.
Hmm.
in North Carolina, in Hart River, North Carolina, which was, I was younger than probably should have been legal to work, but they paid me under the table for certain things. And then once I was 15, they hired me. And luckily, for a long time, I never had a situation where I was not hired for a job.
Mm.
And it's strange when you hear, you know, sometimes they'll call you, which is nice, right? And sometimes you
call you and offer you a job, you're saying?
We're saying, I'm sorry, we're not going to, we don't have any, we're not hiring right now.
If you apply for a job, you actually get a personal response as opposed to just being ghosted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which sometimes, you know, a lot of times you never hear back.
Sadly, I think that's wrong. I think you need to let everybody who applies know something.
Or worse, when they say, oh, we're not hiring. It's like, really? Because I saw your website and it says right here you're hiring. What are you talking
Far
about?
Far better to say we simply went with someone else or the position's been filled. Thank you. They always say, we'll keep your resume on file.
But the form letter, kind of cold, bloodless, no feeling.
Better than nothing, though.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part, though, is when there's just a little blank, dear, they write in there, Jimmy.
Exactly.
And then the rest of the letter is...
To whom it may concern, they take that out and put your name in. Well, a friend of mine from North Carolina sent me this little story that happened in Durham, North Carolina.
Right.
At a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's where they're applying?
Where this form letter, I guess, has become in the news down there. Because this is what the person who applied for a job at the KFC gotten back and said, Sophia, thank you so much for your application to Team KFC.
Team KFC.
Hi, how are you? Team KFC.
Hey.
We're clucking delighted you've keen to join our flock.
Isn't that a play on a naughty word?
Yeah.
Wow.
Should that really come from corporate?
It gets better.
Oh, okay.
However, at this moment... At this moment in time, your skills aren't the secret recipe the Colonel is looking for.
Okay, I like that line.
But we'd love to hear from you again when you have some more experience under your wing. So please give us a cluck if you'd like to apply in the future. Best wishes, KFC. Now, if you're going to say clucking in the first paragraph, you can't say cluck in the last, right?
No, you can't. And they're playing on a naughty word. So I like the rest of it.
Yeah.
I mean, campy, cliched, and corny, but nonetheless, they sent a letter.
Well, and I get the the chicken's cluck,
right?
But you can't make the cluck joke twice, right?
No,
because if you use cluck too much, it loses its.
Please, there's no comedic punch to it any longer.
Now, if I was Burger King, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's,
yes,
I would have the clown hire this person, Sophia, right? When they get popped, the person who tried to get...
Oh, the person who tried to get hired and didn't have the goods, the secret sauce to work for KFC?
Well,
I would think.
Yeah, you don't have enough experience under your wing. Well, how are you supposed to get experience if...
So Burger King would say, we're utterly thrilled you decided to apply here.
The king.
We were moved by your application.
Jack and Lisa are wed.
Jack and Lisa are wed.
Jimmy, he's married too. Richie, who's a nurse and his spouse, the Jack Diamond Goo. Come on and wake up with us.
Come on and wake up with us.
When you're out on the road.
When you're out on the road.
You're guaranteed to laugh. Download the app, the Jack Diamond Show. Maryland's classic at station 106.9. The
WWEG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show, getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh and your favorite classic hits.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Thanks so much for getting up and listening today. We appreciate it so much. Let's do good news early today.
Please.
I don't know how your weekend was, but your team probably lost if you're a Ravens fan. But just what a weird day in the NFL yesterday. So let's jump into some good news. 106-year-old woman right here in Pennsylvania named Margaret DeLulo. I knew when I read the story.
At it.
DeLulo.
Old Lady Margaret, yeah.
DeLulo recently said the secret to her longevity, 106,
whoa,
is drinking a Yuengling every day. She likes the lager. Fan of the lager, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday, Yuengling showed up with a truckload of beer for her.
Whoa.
A truckload. Wow. It's 106. I don't know if she has that many cans left in her.
Yeah, I
know. So to speak.
The Queen Elizabeth is like, yeah.
Queen cannot have her martini anymore.
How old is she?
Little 94. Little. No more.
Come on.
Two ER nurses in Georgia met at work during the pandemic, started dating, fell in love, just got engaged. He proposed to her on the helipad the hospital. She thought he was wheeling a stretcher out to get a patient, but then he got out of the helicopter, dropped down to one knee. Really touching.
Whoa.
Really, I know what you're thinking, Jimmy.
I'm thinking about you and Lisa when you two got engaged, and she's like, are you okay?
Well, we were scuba diving. I tried to write it on that little slate, and I kept sinking, and I ended up on the bottom. Everybody thought I was drowning, and I'm simply trying to write on my little slate. Will you marry me?
And you're on your knee, and she's pulling you up.
Yes. Like, oh my God. Get off the coral.
True story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for saying yes, nonetheless. Two 19-year-old best friends in Tennessee hit a lottery jackpot together this month.
Oh, my God.
They were on their way to work. One of them wanted to buy some lottery tickets. The other almost didn't pitch in, but eventually said, okay. $3 million.
Wow. I bet the mom and dad of those 19-year-old kids are like, what are you doing? Waste your money on lottery tickets. And now look at them.
You know, the parents are saying, now, can you make my mortgage payment this month? Get a little taste over here.
Well, at least the parents are going, you're definitely paying rent for the house now.
Imagine if that other 19-year-old hadn't chipped in and this one said, I gave you three opportunities. You said, no, it's my money.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been. Guy near Pittsburgh named Victor Vincenzi starting a nonprofit called Kitties Found Home that finds people to adopt kittens.
Aww.
And when he can't find them a home, he takes them in. He currently has 57 cats, one dog, a Pomeranian named Max, going, Dad, please, no more cats. No more kitties here, please. There's your good news on the Eagle.
Good news. Anytime you need to feel good.
Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
No need to sit on my lap at Santa Claus is listening. Santa Claus is here.
I didn't know there was an option.
A couple of things, and I do want to talk about you and what you would like for Christmas or Hanukkah this year. You can't say, I don't need anything. That's an answer that your family hates hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to get you a gift that you're going to love. By the way, the $1,000 workday is coming up at 9 o'clock. How would $1,000 go to making this a special holiday?
Excellent.
Right? So Santa is listening. That's right at 9 here on 106.9 The Eagle. We're doing a Facebook Live Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. If you have your Android or Apple, please jump over there to Facebook. And, in fact, if you're on, you can pound out a couple of hearts for Jimmy and Lisa Ann. Always like to show them a little love, like really appreciate when you do.
Or some hearts for Jack Diamond right here.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. But I want to talk about holiday gifts and sort of the gadgets we want. And I want to show you something because we're doing a Facebook Live, and it's the only one we'll do today, about what one airline passenger did to another.
Uh-oh.
That I find really inconsiderate, and so many things could have happened here. But let's start with the Santa. Let's start with the positive. So in comments... Now, it's just between you and Santa. What would you like for Christmas or Hanukkah this year? And, you know, you can say peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Nah.
Listen, I can't shop for that. I can't wrap it. I'm a guy wrapper. Pretty much, I'm going to put it in a box or a bag for you. My favorite, my go-to is the gift bag. I do zhuzh the paper nicely.
You do.
Right?
I think
I've given you many gifts that I've zhuzhed.
It always looks professionally done.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Yeah.
If I wrap it, I always have that little auxiliary, you know, like the demilitarized zone of paper, because it has to go between the warring factions that couldn't meet in the middle. So I have to get that little piece of paper and then tape it in there. And it just, it looks so bogus. Mm-hmm. And I use so much tape, you're going to need scissors to get that package open. It's just the way guys wrap. So say good morning to my dear friend, partner, for the past 25 years. This is Jimmy Alexander.
Good morning. Good morning. Hope you're enjoying your Monday morning.
So you can't give me the typical answer. What do you want to find under the Christmas tree this year for yourself? Not your dogs, not Richie, not goodwill toward men. Don't say cash. You got to help out here. I know what you're going to say. I know you. 25 years. I love you like a brother. You are my brother.
Sure.
What do you want?
I would like a portrait from the White House gift shop. That you can get.
You have so many of them. You have every one of them. There's not a president missing. And you have every bust that's available for presidents.
Well, maybe that's available. But I do not have Millard Fillmore. And I think no presidential.
Do you even know what president number Millard Fillmore was? Do you know anything about his presidency? I mean, Jimmy does. And believe me, we're about to hear.
I thought you were asking me. I'm like, of course I do. He's considered one of the duds of our presidential history. That they even, I started a club about Millard Fillmore.
I asked you for a gift, and you gave me one. So you want a Millard Fillmore anything. You want books?
You know, can
portrait.
I'd rather have Martin Van Buren, to be honest. Martin Van Buren, you
can
know.
Can I be honest with you? Mm-hmm. I could probably name them all except Martin Van Buren. I would be stuck there.
Chester A. Arthur, you'd forget, too. But, you know, Martin Van Buren was from
can
old...
you forget, Chester? No,
is there anything sexier than a guy quoting esoteric, little known, how did they ever become presidents?
Well, there's someone for everyone.
Well, Martin Van Buren is the reason we say okay, because he's from old Kinderhook, and that's where the term okay comes from.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Did I tell you if you look out at the universe and you can really see the color, it's beige?
And he's...
I don't know which fact is more fascinating or more lame, but there you go.
He's also, he also spoke Dutch before English, the only president to speak another language for him.
Now, Lisa and I know... how about a couple of hearts for Jimmy and Lisa? Pound out a couple of hearts in your Android ramble.
Thank you. I can't top that, but...
Well, I know you're going to say a home, and we're close. We lost one last night, sadly, because they don't want you to inspect the house, which every real estate agent will say, if... You're buying a house and you forego the inspection, you're insane. Don't do it. A foundational issue can cost $150,000. Don't let somebody guilt you, and don't ever play that game where you're forced into a bad situation and you overpay and they don't want an inspection.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to write a book and tell you all the names of the agents, the house addresses that did this. I'm telling you, hell hath no fury like us. We're going to, one day, I want legislation. If you list a house for sale, for let's say $100,000, and I walk up to you with $100,000, you have to sell me that house.
Wow.
You know, in retail, they can't bait and switch. They can't play this game.
No.
So it shouldn't be legal in the housing market. If somebody offers you more, great, take it. You can't hold out. If somebody comes to you and says, here's your $100,000, you must sell the house.
When you go to a car dealership, and you're talking to the dealer, you're talking to the salesperson.
Exactly.
And the sticker price says $35,000, and you go, perfect, I want to buy it right now. Ooh, they don't say, well, sorry, or do they?
Sometimes they have an addendum sticker. Yeah. Sometimes they try to up or down sell you, but it's fine.
But it's there.
Generally, they're selling you something.
Yeah.
And if you walk in with a check and go, I'm buying it, they're going, right this way. Can I get your coffee? Would you like some Krugerrands? You know?
They don't even talk to the general manager. They're like, let's roll.
Seriously, I'm going to tell all, and with names and addresses. Lisa Ann,
hey,
other than a house love, what would make you happy this year?
This is going to sound like really bland, but I need new handles for my computer bag, and I'd love some nice leather straps for that. And I would like a new jacket.
Hi, I'm here for leather straps and not the fun ones.
I can tell you where to get those.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Van Buren library.
He does not have Van Buren, please.
He was in the rough stuff.
But that's a difficult thing to find. So
really? Well, it would be easier to get a new bag.
Yeah, but they don't make this bag anymore. And I love this bag, and the bag is in great shape. I don't want to give it
up. Don't you hate when there's a product you absolutely love, and the manufacturer, for some reason. I have a Brookstone suitcase, wheelie bag. It has pockets for everything, and it's really well made. Mm-hmm. I've had it for probably 15 years. It's still going, but you know what? It's on its last wheelie.
Yeah.
And I want one desperately, and they just said, hey, we'll update it. You didn't improve it.
No,
so,
not any better. So I got a
other
new
than
jacket.
Straps.
A new jacket. What kind of jacket?
I would like a new jacket. Something, because I wear this one all the time. Everything else is in storage, so I don't know when it's coming out. But I would like another new jacket similar to this
it, one. Like a little windbreaker? Or
like a windbreaker, or it could be like a little leather jacket, or it could be a cool sweatshirty kind of jacket.
Okay. You're not helping me out here. Nothing from David Yurman, Hardy, Tiffany. No.
I love you, but no.
I was easy. I told you exactly where you can get it.
You know what? You are easy. That's what so many have loved about you. All right. So what would you like? Please put it in comments. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. Join us here in studio. If you missed the beginning, you can always go back and watch the video if you like.
Is there something you would like, JD?
I'll give you a camera or a lens or, you know, right now I just want to be able to organize that stuff. I want to start printing my images, you know, make them available to anybody who may like them. Maybe do a little show. I've got, you know, a couple of series of some pretty cool images I've been fortunate enough to take. I'd love the opportunity to do that and maybe actually do something with them. Here are the things. These are the top gadgets. And if you agree, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook, drop them in the comments. An Xbox Series X. We happen to know a 20-year-old who wants this.
Oh, yeah.
We can't find it anywhere. And that's number 10 on the list.
Wow.
So if somebody in your family or if you would like that, you can drop that into comments on Jack Diamond Show. Smart speakers. They're great. We love them. That's a great thing to have. Very usable. Wearable fitness trackers like Fitbits and Apple Watches. Honestly, I love mine. Lisa loves hers. It just gives you that much more information about your sleep cycle. I call it your blood alcohol level. It's your blood oxygen level. Whether you have any arterial fibrillation. And, you know, doctors will tell you it's not a medical device, but it's pretty darn accurate. It gives you a baseline, gives you some information. PlayStation 5, smart exercise equipment like a Peloton bike. Have you priced those? They're great, but
they better be.
Wow. Wireless headphones. Apple just came out with a brand new pair. If you like Apple, if not, there are a million brands of those. Number three, a robot vacuum. Now, we have two hysterical chihuahuas. When we finally settle on a house, we're going to get one this time.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see them with that.
Or the dogs. I'm sure Steve, the rescue chihuahua, he'll ride it. Zeus will bark at it and try and bite it. But Steve will actually get on board.
Oh, that's funny.
And he will love it. Video doorbell. There's a builder called Lennar, if you could find a Lennar home. They include those in the package. They have a home package. So you get the Ring doorbell or one of the doorbells when you buy their homes. And number one is a new phone that's 5G. That's the thing everybody wants. Faster, more efficient, uses less battery life because it's more efficient. Number one thing people want globally this year is a 5G phone.
Mm.
Not only are they working on 6G or 7G or whatever, they're down the road to the point where there'll be no Gs.
Ooh.
So, but right now, that's the best we can. That's the best we can get. So that's the number one thing people want this year. I'm going to save. I have something else. We'll perhaps do another Facebook Live later. Something someone did on board an airline that is just, and you have to see it visually to fully appreciate it. I think I'm going to save that, and we'll do it for you in a bit. And don't forget, 9 o'clock this morning, the $1,000 workday here on 106.9 The Eagle. More information, 106.9theeagle.com. Download the app in the Android or Apple store. You can also listen on the app. It's a great app. And you can play the game right at 9 o'clock, okay? So let's say you're not by your car radio or whatever. Listen on your phone right at 9. I'll give you the keyword. Enter it right on the app. Boom, you're done. Pretty cool, right? $1,000 up for grabs. 106.9 The Eagle.
Listeners love the Jack Diamond Show when they turn on the radio. Lisa and Jimmy know it's true, 'cause you tell Jack here's what he says to you. Babe, love your show, babe. Love your show, babe. Traveling south on 270, the Eagle's on. Well, you head to D.C. Wake up with us, it's a bunch of fun on 106.9, the classic hit station. Babe, love your show, babe. Love your show, babe. Love your show in South Mountain.
Love your show in Maryland.
Love your show in Hagerstown.
In Frederick, we love your sound. We love your show every day when I am on the way. Love your show every day after I fade when I'm again.
Love your show, babe. 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 Love your show, babe.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
Out on their 50th anniversary tour with Mike McDonald, and they have never sounded better. Doobies on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. Asked you what you really want for a gift this year. I mean, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I can't wrap that.
No.
So if Santa is listening, and by the way, the $1,000 workday an hour away, your first chance to qualify to win $1,000, it can't buy everything. It can't buy, you know, love. It may make you more whole in other ways. Maybe provide for your family, make a donation, charitable. Lisa Ann and I went by the Woodsboro Bank on West Patrick Street. We were doing one of the many food drives we do to try and restock the Frederick and Washington County food banks and the Humane Society. We brought salmon dinner for the kitties and the dogs.
Whoa.
Our dogs love the salmon dinner, and we bought personal items for. But that's the thing. You could use the money toward that. You could use the money toward, you know, the greatest Thanksgiving feast and have little gifts for everybody at the table. Anyway, 9 o'clock this morning, your first chance to qualify for the $1,000. You can download the app in the Android or Apple Store. So you were nice enough to jump on Jack Diamond Show on Facebook and answer my question, and I appreciate it. Joshua says, a day without trolls on social media.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Joshua listens and lives in Rockville. Joshua, thank you. That would be nice. Joshua also said he listens to the show on Alexa. All you have to say to Alexa is, Alexa, play radio station 106.9 The Eagle. Boom, and you're there. I like Shirley. Shirley says, I'd like lunch with Tom Hanks. Shirley, cool gift. Hope you get it.
How are you going to get Tom Hanks in the box?
I don't know. You could probably wrap him, though. Yeah. He'd go along with it. You know what? Sure. Tom Hanks would go along with it. Anna says, a boxer puppy.
Aww.
Super sweet. Although, the only boxer puppy we really knew was one that your dog Spencer encountered.
Yep, and he boxed him right in the head. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
He literally punched him, which is seriously why they call them boxers. They actually punch.
Mm.
Ronald said an Apple Watch 7 to help get in shape. Ronald, I think they help. Anything that makes you accountable, anything that reminds you, anything that keeps track, anything that gives you feedback. Some people said a Fitbit. We just happen to like the Apple Watch because, well, it does for us a lot of stuff, including it's a phone on your wrist. So if you forget your phone, you're still in contact. Anyway, we're not selling Apple products, but it is a very cool gift. And it is one of the top gifts on the gadget list of what people want this year. Laura, nice enough to listen. Laura says, love your song, babe.
Aw.
That was our little ode to Sonny and Cher. Thank you. We like that one, too. Catherine said, very frustrating when they discontinue one of your favorite products. I was talking about the Brookstone wheelie bag that seriously is the best I've ever encountered. I'd buy one of these for everyone for a Christmas gift. I think it was $220. I've had it 15 years. It just rocks. They don't make it anymore.
It's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
Well, by the way, Catherine said, get you the straps.
Thank you.
You want straps for your back.
Yeah.
But I was looking through these and from Sarah Elizabeth, and I love this one. She says, I tell my husband to get me something with a heart. Don't care what, don't care how much money, don't care where. Last year, he found a heart-shaped mirror and a picture with a bunch of hearts on it from Target. Loved it. And I love little things with hearts in it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll put that on my list.
So your husband is not only listening with his head, he's listening with his heart.
Yes,
and really exactly. Hears you.
And maybe you can get the meatloaf shaped like the heart that they sell at Valentine's Day grocery store.
You know, the heart-shaped pizza makes sense to me. The heart-shaped meatloaf, I don't know. It just seems weird.
Well, it's going to clog that heart.
Terry, nice enough to listen and write, lives in Alney and listens every day. Terry wants a Apple earbuds and a finished deck. The deck is going to be tough to wrap. It's just going to be. The earbuds are outstanding. Monica says, seriously, I don't need anything. I just like time with my family and maybe a chef so I wouldn't have to cook.
Ooh.
You can get a chef. I mean, that's a hell of a gift. That's a really nice gift.
I want this nice lady to go to work, and when she says, when her friends ask, what did your family get you for Christmas? Oh, they just spent time with me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, okay. She said a chef. Nan, who lives here in Frederick, says, good morning, my favorite radio celebrities. Thank you. That's really kind of you. What do I want for the holidays? Maybe an Apple Watch. I have a Fitbit, but it's not the same. Really, my favorite thing of the holidays, getting together with my sisters, their families. My mom always had that big gathering.
Aww.
Sadly, she passed away 2 years ago, so it means so much to be together now. Nan, I agree with you. You know, Jenny had a birthday party for her little guy, Hudson, in Columbia. We had the Saturday from hell where you try to juggle every little thing you have to juggle. And we knew we couldn't get there quite on time. The engine in our Jeep blew up. They finally replaced the engine. Mm. We had to go pick that up Saturday morning. We wanted to run by Woodsboro Bank and then go over to Columbia and then Ocean City. So it was quite the day. But spending that time, had we missed that?
Oh, yeah.
And his birthday's actually Tuesday. And we could have said, well, you know, Jenny will come up on Tuesday to see little Hudson on his birthday. It just wouldn't have been the same because this was his party with all his little friends. And I will say they went to a place called Hyper Kids.
And it was exactly what you think.
Truth and advertising.
Can I just say this? And God bless the people at Hyper Kids.
Oh.
If you thought Chuck E. Cheese was annoying, crank it up to 12. And they were doing, actually, the truth is, the kids had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't like to be around a lot of squealing, and, you know, if the sound of children laughing doesn't work for you, because they were going nuts. And it really, what a concept.
Mm-hmm.
What a concept. I don't want to be the guy to wash the ball pit down every night. Mm-hmm. Well, what a concept.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a great time, and he was thrilled.
I bet.
And he slept well that night. So it was a gift for mom and dad. All right, just a couple more here. Rachel says, new Fitbit. Those are great. Very nice. Andrew, who listens every day in the UK, says, I'd like to know if our planned trip to Washington can go forward. That would be nice. Andrew, I hope it does. Hope to see you again this time. You joined us in studio on the Jack Diamond Morning Show on Free for All Friday 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa says house buying is one of the worst experiences. I feel you, Jack. It's just been an ordeal, Lisa, like everything else right now. Good luck car shopping. You know, will it be in stock? My son wants a Generation 2 PlayStation 5. Not out yet. Let's see, those are. And Larry, very practical. Larry, I'm with you on this. If I could get somebody to do it, I'd be right there with you. Larry wants someone to pay his car off.
Oh, yeah.
106.9 The Eagle.
WWEG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh and your favorite classic hits.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann.
I had a friend who had a birthday over the weekend, and their spouse decided to do something special that we all love, the surprise birthday party.
Oof.
Now, it was the sister of the birthday boy who wanted to do this and thought they'd come into town. And so this has been going on for like 2 months.
The planning.
The planning. Mm-hmm. And there was a, like a secret Facebook little, you know, chain email going, a messenger saying, this time, don't mention it to him, yada, yada, yada. And it takes a lot of work.
It does. To pull that off?
And especially when...
With out-of-town people?
Exactly. Especially when you're married to a cop.
Yeah. Oh.
So, because he said that he had noticed that the spouse was acting weird. And he's like, what's going on?
Come in here. Sit down.
Yeah.
Look into the light. Exactly.
Where are you on June 12th, 1958? I wasn't alive. So it started, they... goes and plays tennis, having a great time, comes back to the house and says, you know what? Let's go have brunch. So the place, of course, he picked to go have brunch is the same place where?
The party is?
The party is.
Because they knew that was his favorite place. But
exactly.
They didn't think he would just roll it out himself on his birthday.
Exactly, exactly. And so and the spouse is like, I don't know. You sure you want to go? And he's like, yeah.
It's my birthday.
Let's go. Come on. So as soon as the guy walks in, he notices that the manager is now looking at the staff and looking at the spouse going, hey, what are you doing here?
Oh, like, boy.
And he's like, what's going on? He's like, he's thinking, well, my better half is in a bad mood today, and now I'm being treated, you know, what is this? Like, acting like, you know, what are you doing here? What the hell you think I'm doing here? Checking out a book?
I'm having brunch.
Exactly. And so,
no good deed goes unpunished. You know that. And it's so impossible to pull this off.
Exactly.
Without seeming sketchy.
Exactly. And so then it gets worse. So he has, like, finally food comes, and has a little bite, and... When they he said they took two bites, and then the server brings the check, and he's like, "Wow, you're trying to turn over the tables? What's going on here? Normally, you know, they're there having a good time." He's like, "Yeah, you got to hit the skids." He's like, "What is going on here?"
Meanwhile, he's eating at that restaurant once today. He's not going to want to go back. He's full.
Right.
Everything is boogered up now.
So then, you know, they finally get the guy home. And the spouse is like, hey, you know, let's go take a ride. Why? It's 4:00. What do you mean take a ride? Hey, we'll just go have some fun. Okay, so they get in the car, and he's saying, well, we really need to go by the store. But first, I think I forgot something at the restaurant.
Nice.
Is that a nice?
Yeah.
I got my backpack, whatever, my purse. Nice.
Then he's like, he knew there was a problem when they both walked in. And the manager looked and smiled. He's like, uh-oh, what's going on in here? And then turn around, surprise! Everybody's in suits, dresses, and this guy, after playing tennis, is in shorts and a t-shirt.
This guy's in his boxer briefs because he didn't expect to go in.
And
he's got on an I'm with stupid t-shirt. Perfect setting for pictures.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
Finally this year, it looks like more families and friends will have a chance to get together for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah, maybe New Year's Eve this year. So this is the exact product we'll need more of, not less. 106.9 Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lee Sand. Major alcohol shortage is coming.
Oh, God, no.
Just in time for the holidays. Something else to go hoard.
Oh, okay. I got time.
I can't. We live in a hotel that doesn't even have a bar, so it's not like we have the option.
You don't have the little mini little fridge?
Yeah, how much money they could have made off us in a year and a half?
No, you'd be broke for sure. You'd be living here at the broadcast barn.
What do you mean broke for sure? Would be. Stores in Southern California are already dealing with it because of a pandemic-related backlog at the Port of Los Angeles and Port of Long Beach. That's why we have some great distilleries here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Our favorite rye, Sagamore, is made in Baltimore. I have to drive up to Baltimore. That's bring the truck. Two busiest container ports in the U.S., 40% of all shipping passes through L.A. and Port of Long Beach. Stores in Southern California are already dealing with it because of pandemic-related backlogs. That's led to shortages of all kinds, including alcohol and glass bottles. The regional manager of a chain of liquor stores in L.A., says they have no idea which products they'll be getting each day. None. One day this weekend, about 50 people already lined up when they opened just to be the first to get their hands on whatever alcohol they had that day. This is a problem that we're lining up. We don't care what it is. We just want to drink.
I have an idea.
I understand. Yeah, it's been a rough few years.
I have an idea, JD.
Yes, James, please.
Why don't we buy a 18-wheeler, rent an 18-wheeler. We go to Baltimore. We get your ride that you like. Then I will get a Trans Am, and I will distract the police driving to L.A. from here, you and Lisa, and you can get a Basset Hound. You get in the
Cannonball Run, baby.
Smokey the Bandit. You get in the truck. You drive it, and we'll sell it for a huge price.
We'll pull up outside.
Yes,
and go. You can wait in line there. You can buy from right Honest here. Jack's.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
How could that go wrong? It worked for Burt Reynolds.
I don't know
times.
That it, well, you have to pay tax in the state of California.
No. That's the key.
But you see, you want to go to federal prison?
Not if you're quick enough. Just sell it. Don't
think so. Well, you're the one doing that part. I'm in the Trans Am.
you're going down to Maker's Mark for us and Jack Daniels.
I want to make our own. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, you want to still?
I want to still. Yeah, we'll save the bottles that we empty and we'll use those.
I saw probably 8 seconds of a promo for that stupid still show that's still on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what moron watches this? And I'm like, what time is it on? Lisa wants you to build a still.
I do.
You would think.
I have a friend in West Virginia who has one. And I will tell you, it is rot gut. Take the nastiest medicine you've ever had.
Yeah.
Take the hottest spice you've ever tasted.
Ooh.
Mix them together, and that's his moonshine.
Ta-da! Anytime you're drinking out of a mason jar, not good.
He puts his in bottles like the Sagamore Rye. No, it's not Sagamore. Which is the one with the long... The Sazerac.
Mm-hmm.
The actual Prohibition bottles. He puts it in that.
Cool.
And I'm surprised the bottle doesn't melt. It's that strong.
I don't care for that.
They're not totally sold out of alcohol. He said certain types of booze are flying off the shelves, and as soon as they stock more, gone in a day. A shortage of supply chain workers isn't helping. December 18th, the deadline for companies that work with the federal government to get employees vaccinated or lay them off. So if the government and vaccine hesitant workers refuse to budge, there'll be no booze for the holidays.
Mm.
Wow.
At least in Southern California. I think we probably have that fixed here.
Let's hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have some distilleries. We have some great distilleries. McClintock, I can tell you right here in Frederick, some great distilleries. We have great wineries. We have microbrews. Now, can they get the ingredients they need to make their products? The bottles could be the biggest problem.
Yikes.
So, you know, fingers crossed if you want to toast somebody on New Year's Eve or, you know.
I'll pour out my Windex and say, just pour it right in here.
And you'll spray spritzer. You spritz alcohol.
It was like a refill.
You open your mouth wide, really wide. 106.9 The Eagle. Little Instagram Live, Jack Diamond Morning Show. If you're on Instagram, come join us, please. We have something to share that I think you'll be really surprised about. The 90s are now trendier than the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In fact, the 80s are considered passé now. Been there, done that, leg warmers, all. Forget about it. 90s are the new hot thing. So Jack Diamond Morning Show. And I'm going to show you something at the end. Hopefully we'll get to this, what one airline passenger did to another, and it's a visual.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons we're doing the Instagram Live is specifically so I can show you that. I would have been so upset. And there are any number of ways to have got. You know what? In fact, I'm going to fire that up first.
Okay.
Let me show you this, and then we'll talk about this this 90s taking over the 80s. It's kind of amazing that airline passengers are still finding new ways to annoy each other.
True.
Wouldn't you say that we've been there? By the way, it's Jimmy Alexander. Say hi to my dear friend and partner for virtually for life, 25 years now.
Long time. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, dear friend.
I would be concerned being on an airplane, and I don't want people to mess with me on a plane.
I don't either, but I'll show you this. Now, I want you to see the lovely and talented Lisa Ann.
Good morning.
Our co-host, producer, all-around good person.
Aw, thank you.
With the most beautiful long hair.
Oh,
and
dear.
This is part of our story.
Oh.
Lisa once had hair down to her booty. In fact, a couple
True
of
that.
Times.
True that.
And it was absolutely gorgeous. Straight, shiny, what you want in... Well, you were a perfect hippie chick.
Well, it's what you wanted. You asked me to grow my hair out, and so I did.
So the lovely Lisa Ann. Now, here's what an airline passenger did. I've never seen this in all the years that I've flown. A woman has beautiful long hair. She decided to drape over the back of her seat.
Ew.
Oh.
It's really, really long hair. You know how close airline seats are, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This woman's hair was not only on this guy's tray table, it was on his lap.
Ow.
So the guy took a picture of the girl's hair and posted it on social media. Social media went absolutely nuts. And I don't know why he didn't just say something to her. Lisa Ann, come on over. I'll show you the, this is the picture of the girl's hair. Now take a look at that, guys, on Jack Diamond Morning Show on Instagram. She has beautiful hair, but do you really want it in your lunch? So people said things like put chewing gum in there, get out the scissors and cut it off.
Whoa.
I mean, that obviously is taking it a little far, but I would have just said, excuse me, yo, cupcake. Do you really want my cupcake in your hair? Can you pull it around the side, perhaps?
I would have just braided it right there.
Braid it, right?
I would have just braided it.
I mean, the ponytail wouldn't have worked, but maybe braiding it and doing pigtails. Look at that. So anyway, people went nuts. What would you have done if she had her hair over, basically into your tray table, into your lunch?
See right there between the two seats right there?
Yeah.
I would have put my foot right there and relaxed my foot on her armrest and said, and she'd have been like, why is your foot there? I'm like, why is your hair there?
Interesting. So you would have done the passive aggressive, alert her to the fact that airline passengers can be annoying to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Somebody said put chewing gum in it. Somebody else said put a lollipop in it. And she would have pulled that around. That would have been a mess, wouldn't it?
Oh, that would have been horrible. It would have
been hugely messy. All right. So anyway, the social media just tore her a new one. But, and deservedly so, I think. There's no reason to put your hair in somebody else's place, as beautiful as it may be. And maybe she didn't want to kink it or press it or whatever. That's your problem. That's really not the guy behind you's problem.
Just swing it around, put it over your shoulder, right?
And imagine if there was a child sitting by. The child would have been swinging on that hair.
Ooh,
you know, exactly. Hey, yo, it's like the rope in school. All right, break out your Oakleys. Go get those tips frosted. The 90s, everything is trendy again. Forget the 80s. If you're into the 80s, you're passe. Google Trends, I know, not the arbiter of all things in my life either, just put out a bunch of stats showing the 90s have officially overtaken the 80s as the decade we're most nostalgic about. They looked at how many people have been Googling different decades over the past year from the 60s through the 90s, and the 90s are number one. Searches for 90s stuff represent 31% of all decade searches.
Wow.
The 80s are second in the 70s and the 60s. 2000s, less than 10%. It's hard to be nostalgic about the 2000s. They won't go away. Especially the last couple of years won't go away. So searches for the phrase 90s outfit hit an all-time high last month. So did searches for these four 90s items. Crop tops.
Ooh.
You like them? Sweater vests, platform shoes, and anything preppy. 90s jeans are also getting trendy again, too. Searches for wide-leg jeans, mom jeans, and low-rise jeans are all on the way up. Didn't Obama have mom jeans? Wasn't that the 90s?
That was not too long ago. That was, you know.
People made fun of Obama for his mom jeans.
Well, those weren't good. But I would imagine there'd be a lot of flannel, too.
Yeah.
You know, like Nirvana. And
I still like flannel. I like it. Searches for 90s hip-hop songs are also up 400% in the past month. And a ton of people are searching for 90s Halloween costumes.
Oh.
That's the hot thing this year. So, I do have the top reasons we love the 90s.
Okay. Let me get this straight. These will be reasons that we look back fondly to the decade that was the 90s.
I'm just going to say you're right.
Nope.
So these are the reasons. Thanks to grunge, we could all skip showers and call it trendy.
Yeah.
You see that?
Fair.
Fair. It wasn't so cringy when Madonna got naked.
Well,
believe me, today it's really uber cringy. Our president was a player.
True.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah.
Columbia House offered 12 CDs for a penny.
Woo.
Wait a minute, that was the 70s, I think.
Well, I think
Were they still doing it?
Yeah, they kept that going for a long time.
Did anybody really sign up for that? And if you did you ever get out?
Yeah.
Are you still getting CDs by mail? You can't get out of that club. We could watch Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger in a movie without asking what happened to their faces. did happen? Renee Zellweger was so cute.
Doesn't even look like Renee. And then a picture recently came out of Tom with his son at a football game, I think. And it was like, what happened to
him? He looks great. Tom Cruise, whatever he's doing, and he and Tom Brady, they may be the same person. Yeah. I don't know. One's really short, though, so probably not. Martin Scorsese made mobster movies that were under 6 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can be done. I didn't say these were all funny.
Yes.
I said these were
factual.
Some of these are. Is it warm in here? Is it hot? Feeling a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's the next one? I want to, because I believe something's coming up with Friends. Am I wrong? Is that a Friends joke?
There's something coming up that you'll appreciate.
Okay.
Here, just stay on Jimmy. Jack Diamond Morning Show on Instagram. We spent half of it without ever hearing the name Kardashian.
Yeah.
Please.
Call the 90s the good old days.
Listen, occasionally I have to bring out, you know, vegetables, and then I come back with, you know, a tasty item on the buffet. Mm-hmm. You don't like everything under every chafing dish.
That was a brownie sundae, my friend.
Thank you very much. Well, here, let's try this one on. The Olsen twins weren't so aloof.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah, in the 90s. Yeah.
We could skip the Oscars because we knew every award was going to Tom Hanks.
That's true. He got two.
No. See, not necessarily. Again, yes. Some of these are factual. Believe me, the closer's a killer. I don't say myself. Unlike now, people were impressed when we drove a 1993 Pontiac. And the number one reason we love the 90s.
Yes.
We didn't have to drop acid to watch a giant purple dinosaur sing and dance. There you go. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
Every parent knows, Jimmy, Lisa Ann, driving around for hours can put your baby to sleep. Mm-hmm. So why not offer the same thing for adults?
Oh.
Now, this is in Hong Kong. But there's no reason, Jimmy, Lisa Ann, we can't get a bus here in Frederick, Hagerstown, Boonesboro, Ashburn, Gaithersburg, Germantown, up in Adams County. One in each area and offer this service. And I think we should Martinsburg, you know, wild and wonderful West Virginia. Think of the scenery through the window there. Mm-hmm. So a bus company in Hong Kong launched a 5-hour tour of the city that's specifically meant to put people to sleep. Kind of like the show.
Oh, hey.
It's a double-decker bus. The entire tour, 47 miles, goes nowhere special. Starts with a food coma lunch.
Oh.
Described as a 2-course Western meal. Yes, they're poking fun at us. There are two stops where people can hop off, take photos if they want to. There are a few more drop-off points to anybody who doesn't want the full 5 hours on the bus.
Mm.
The whole point of the tour is to fall asleep. Some people claim they get their best sleep on public transportation.
Oh, okay.
I can't sleep on a plane.
I can sleep on a plane, but I don't know a bus. Maybe if it was the night bus from Harry Potter, I could.
Oh.
But I don't. It seems like when I've been on a Greyhound or something like that, I don't want to fall asleep.
Where's my wallet? So I can't. Even with beverage service, I can't fall asleep in a plane. And if I do, it'll be right before we land. And I'll be like, oh, dear Lord. So that's the whole point. Each ticket costs $13 to $51, depending on the type of seat you want.
Mm-hmm.
There are four types, 2 0-decibel sections in economy and business class, an extra legroom section for people who want to stretch out, and a VIP panorama cabin on the upper deck for people who actually want to look at stuff. People who buy tickets are encouraged to bring a pillow and blanket. Boom, it's sold out.
How big is that bus? That's an awful lot of sections right next
double
to
each other.
Double decker. Yeah, it still seems like a lot. I don't know. In my mind, the more
seats, the more money.
Mm-hmm.
They're sold out.
That's crazy.
She's stuck on how big is the bus. Big enough that, I mean, it's a thing.
We got to do it.
I wonder if they have a cuddling department. I wonder if they have a cuddling department.
I'm sure you can cuddle if you want. Now, I'll say that their bus isn't fancy. I think our bus should be fancy-like. I do. And I think we should, you know, provide those extra snacks that would cause you to fall asleep while you're on the bus. Alcohol, I don't know if we could get the license for that.
Maybe gummies.
But we could certainly, and again, here, Lisa, here's the bus. That's the bus, double-decker.
Like, it looks like a double-decker bus in London.
Isn't that what you expected, though, when I said that? Is that what you pictured?
But I'm just picturing, like, the VIP area and then a special decibel volume area and a...
Lisa, it's marketing.
Okay.
It's salesmanship. Yeah.
And more.
It's theater of the mind.
And more.
We get to charge you more money, and we call this. We have a little sign up. We make it in the printer right here.
Yeah. Okay.
On Fred's printer in color. We put it in one of those little sheaths that you put into a notebook to keep it neat. And it said 0 decibel. People, then VIP. We'll do it in gold letters. Ooh.
Oh, you probably get little earplugs. That's what makes it
Well, now, see, now you're thinking. Now put down notes.
Okay. Now, see, I have an idea here. You say there's a wet bar, but it's really the lavatory. So they get the special
Well,
seat.
There's a wet bar. If you've ever leaned over and tried to look in the mirror, your crotch has been right at sink level. It's going to be a half an hour before you can walk back to your seat.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.